Yuriho opens an inclusive co-working space. A modern co-working space designed to be fully accessible for persons with disabilities has been officially opened at the Yuriho Institution for Professional Rehabilitation and Employment of Persons with Disabilities, located at 5 Avenija Dubrovnik. The project was delivered through a partnership between Yuriho and the City of Zagreb with the aim of creating an accessible and inclusive environment for work, collaboration, and the development of entrepreneurial ideas. Covering 41 square meters, the co-working space features 5 fully equipped workstations, a conference room, accessible toilet facilities, a kitchenette, and a relaxation area. Users have access to high-speed internet and technical equipment, while the space is available for daily, weekly, or monthly hire. Yuriho director Sanja Major highlighted that Yuriho is the oldest and largest sheltered workshop in Croatia. Of its 494 employees, 61% are persons with disabilities, which led to the need for an accessible and suitably adapted workspace. She thanked the Croatian Association of Youth and Students with Disabilities, SUMSI, for its recommendations and expert advice in creating the co-working space as an inclusive environment. She also noted that the City of Zagreb has continuously supported Yuriho and that, since the beginning of 2025, the institution has been operating under a completely new funding model. Yuriho is now fully financed by the City of Zagreb through Services of General Economic Interest, SGEI, funding, with positive results already becoming evident. SUMSI President Denis Marijon expressed his satisfaction that the co-working space had opened during the year marking URIHO's 80th anniversary. He stressed that the space should serve both persons with disabilities and those without disabilities, as this represents the future of broader social inclusion. Laura Vidovic, head of the City Office for Social Welfare, Health, Veterans and Persons with Disabilities, emphasized that employment is the most important form of inclusion. She pointed out that, despite progress, persons with disabilities continue to face barriers in the labor market, including discrimination and a lack of support and mentoring. The City of Zagreb strives to be an employer that provides equal working conditions by employing persons with disabilities. Both within the city administration and through municipal companies, we employ people with disabilities in numbers exceeding the statutory quota, Vidovic explained. She praised Yuriho for employing a large number of persons with disabilities, describing the new co-working space as another significant step forward. Vidovic added that although persons with disabilities are given priority, the facility is not intended exclusively for them, but is open to all citizens of Zagreb who require such a workspace. She also underlined that persons with disabilities were actively involved in the design of the co-working space, particularly in ensuring its accessibility. Anyone interested in using the space can apply via the Yuriho co-working website at https://coworking.yuriho.hr. Applicants are required to complete an online application form, and once their booking has been approved, the space can be used at the agreed time.